to introduce. Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Yeah.
Sounds like Radio BAM Series 41 Faction.
Holy shit, you got it right.
So, I was in L.A. for... Cleveland just showed up.
Who cares? I can tell this to someone who gives a fuck.
Well, Kat is now dating Deadmau5, and production here loves all that shit. Like Skrillex, Deadmau5, Swedish House Mafia, all that. And
do you like that like I like Pete Daugherty?
Not that sick obsession now. But I do like...
First of all, this is my first impression of him.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Vegas. He puts $4,000 on blackjack, and in 2 hours, he has $200,000, and then he cashed out.
Smart.
Yeah, I know. Well, I the whole thing of gambling is you never know when to cash out. That's why everybody
I knew, but you wouldn't let me.
Well, you're so fucking... Chad, I swear to... I'm not kidding. I took him to Vegas, and he's like, "Bam, gambling sucks, gambling's boring." I'm like, it's actually fun. So this is what happens. I give him a few dollars to play around with. He puts fucking $10 on black and $10 on red. And I'm trying to explain.
I heard production put $100 on black.
Well, did you?
No.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
You wouldn't put anything on anything other than black, right?
No, but look.
Passenger 57
but listen,
said it. Always bet on black.
Novak, I don't even think he still understands that. It doesn't matter. It's like flipping a fucking coin. Like, Novak, heads or tails?
Heads and tails.
Well, if it lands on heads and tails, you win and you also lose.
He bet on heads and tails, right?
Well, black and red is heads and tails, basically.
But with
do you
only
know what I mean?
It's like flipping
so, a coin. So I'm like, you're canceling yourself out.
What's black and yellow?
You're not even listening.
I'm trying to fix his mic.
So I tried to explain to him for 30 minutes about how black and red cancel each other out, and it's dumb.
And
so
I'm he's loaded like, at
so
this
he's
point.
Like,
fine, fuck it, Bam.
So he grabs all of his chips and just puts it on 15 red, and it's already spinning. So I'm like...
He's
fuck,
hollering,
man! You're gonna fucking
that.
Waste all this money. He hits and gets $500 right out of the gate. And
help?
I mean, I'm
did
talking about
up?
Deadmau5 yeah. making fucking $200,000, but $500 to Novak
is worth $200,000
to
Deadmau5 probably. Like I wanted to cash out, but the fact of the matter was, it wasn't my money that I bought in on, so I theoretically couldn't cash out because it's Bam's money, so he's still in charge, even though it's my money technically. So. The Chinese people that have been playing there for like 20 hours straight who haven't slept that think they have a theory to all this number shit don't understand why a drunk, dumb fuck who doesn't know anything about fuck can just hit on the first hand.
He really did hit on the first hand.
Then,
after I explained to him that putting one on red and one on black cancels each other out and it's stupid. Like, so now they know he's never played this game before and he's dumb.
And now we continue
and then
to
gamble. He hits.
I don't think you have to be smart to play that game.
You don't have to be. But
the wheels spin.
But he's so fucking dumb he doesn't get that it's basically like saying heads are goddamn yeah. tail.
I'm yeah. so dumb that I win. You get
dumb
someone,
and lucky.
You get
yes.
someone that's trying to put a theory or a
and
logic behind
I took every last
that.
Dollar of it.
You get someone that's trying to put a theory or a logic behind... A problem that can never be solved. It's gonna equal gray hair, dipshit. You get an idiot like me who stumbles up to the table drunk, one hand, win. Then I go fuck a prostitute, do some drugs, have fun. I win.
Aren't you on probation?
Yeah, but they don't know.
What the fuck?
It's hearsay, Chad.
Oh, and then Jesus. Do you know the show called Hardcore Pawn?
Pawn Stars.
Yes.
Pawn Stars.
Well, that's well, wait, which one? The Detroit one or the other one?
No, the Vegas one.
The Vegas.
Oh, I like the Detroit one.
So this guy...
I really do. You know that.
So Corey shows up from that show, and he's like, yo, what's up,
to
Bam?
To meet Bam.
And I go, yo, what up? I'm like, dude, actually, my mom got me this ring, this exact ring from your place.
What's it
for my birthday last year?
What's it worth?
And I was like, she spent a grand on it. And he's all wasted. He's like, huh, a grand?
Idiot.
That thing's more like 400.
From his store.
Yeah. I'm like, it's your store, motherfucker.
Now you owe me $600.
So now I get a napkin and I get a Sharpie and I say, you owe me $600 of a ring of whatever I like when I come in tomorrow. And he signed it.
He doesn't think he's going to show up.
So I show up the next day. And
he doesn't think he's ever going to show up another ring.
I got this dope-ass emerald out of the deal.
He marked that shit up 600. He didn't fucking lose
but,
nothing.
I mean, he's all wasted saying that
he's
you know,
the
he's...
Truth.
How much you spend there when you came back?
Nothing.
He gave you it.
Yeah.
He gave me six.
Oh, that's good.
Because he had a contract.
Because he said that this ring is not $1,000, which is what my mom spent.
There you go, dude. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
So I say, okay, you owe me $600, motherfucker. He's like, that, make it on. So I made this contract up on a pen and paper, and
Do they film that show all the time?
No, they weren't during that.
They were on lunch, actually. That dude Joe brought that big-ass paperweight in.
This dude Joe, who's from Westchester, who... I guess I met once or twice at Alibis or something. He happened to be in Vegas at the same fucking time. He shows up with all these fucking chips that he made $6,000 of chips that he was like bragging about.
He made them.
No, he won it.
Okay.
So I'm like, dude, learn how to cash it in and call it quits. He's like, no, I think I could make it more. I'm like, I could already see this happening, and you're an idiot. Right. You're gonna fucking have a few beers, and then you're going to go back to where the roulette or blackjack or whatever you're playing, and you're going to end up losing your all $6,000 that you just won. What does he do? Exactly that. Then he goes, you know what? It don't even matter because I don't even give a fuck because I have this brick.
Emerald.
Emerald brick is what he thought that he bought for $10,000 in a fucking auction. And it was certified and everything with paperwork. And, he takes it to the pawn shop. They do all this research. They look at it in a microscope, and they say, I wouldn't even give you $100 for this thing.
He said it was a fucking paper
He thought rate. He was going to get $300,000 for this fucking emerald when it was a piece of granite.
He spent $10,000 on a...
$10,000 at a fucking auction. At least do your research if you're going to spend that kind of money.
When we were in Pawn Stars, he was in Pawn Stars.
Yeah. He was...
Your mic's not on November.
Well, go over there then.
So not only is he find out his paperweight's worth like $20, he bought it for $10,000 at a government clearing auction. And when he bought it from the government, they gave him insurance papers.
And a certified piece of paper saying
that it's worth $323,000.
So he thought he was getting a bargain paying $10,000 for this thing. He goes to the pawn shop.
It's
they do
insured.
All this research, and they go, "Dude, I wouldn't even give you $100."
Well, if he's got paperwork from the government,
for this piece
isn't
of
that,
shit. No, I
you
guess
can only write it off. That's all he can do.
Yeah.
On taxes.
They're like, we won't buy it.
It was not an emerald.
The fucking rock. You could.
It
draw
was a piece of
it.
Granite.
You would take it and put it on your hand, and the green.
It
would
was
come
green.
Off.
They're like, I'm getting green on my. It's like Cleveland's earrings.
He
fake
the,
as
you
fuck.
Know what? He wasn't even like super. I would have been really bummed out about that.
He has a lot of money.
He kind of just.
He has
it off.
A shit ton of. Not a shit ton.
Construction company.
What he does is he buys and sells like. If Pico comes and changes a wire high up, you know those big trucks they bring that lift you up there?
That's what he does.
He buys and sells them for a living. He sells maybe 2 to 4 trucks in 2 days. Each truck goes for no less than $40,000.
He made
$46,000. So he has a lot of fucking money.
It's not him starting this company. It's
dad. No, he started. I can vouch for that. He did start it.
I highly doubt
it. I can vouch for it.
He showed me $47,000 in chips when he was leaving.
Yeah, and I saw him lose fucking $6,000 in 2 minutes because he's dumb.
No, he said he cashed out.
What did you gamble, Bam?
Basically, I lost like a little bit over $1,000, but I had fun doing it. It was fun.
You should have let me walk away.
And I gave Novak maybe $250. I gave Nikki maybe $400, and then I lost the rest.
Well, you didn't,
but I had a blast doing it.
You should have let me walk.
That's
the
what it's for.
I really had fun, actually.
But they say like 99% of people who go to a casino
big
lose.
Time. Yes, absolutely. Because
the house
you never
99%.
You never
of the
know
time,
when
I
the
think?
Fucking something. Dead dude. Mouse said that last he won $200,000 and he walked, which is rad. But he said last time
$200,000. They don't even let you out of the
time,
casino for winning that.
Last
shit.
Time he had $500,000. At blackjack, and he put all of his fucking chips in, and he says, well, I could have $1,000,000 if I win. I'm like, yeah, but if you don't, you lose
$500,000.
And he lost it. And yeah. But he says in his whole gambling game right now.
Is he a gambling addict of some sort?
People who are one don't admit it.
Well, I mean, from your outtake,
that's the first step to recovery.
And then he went to go buy a fucking Ferrari when he won the $200,000, and he didn't even have a driver's license.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Aren't they like 300?
That's some shit you would do.
I like them more.
He didn't even have a driver's license. He's trying to buy a fucking Ferrari.
I leave San Diego so as soon as I land. They're like cat stadium.
Did he buy
dead
it?
Mouse.
No, because he knew that he was moving to L.A. and he figured that he'd rather buy a nicer house than a Ferrari.
Well, is he still in such a gambler's high of winning all that money? He's like, let's go buy a Ferrari, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Not really, because he doesn't drink.
What's he do?
If you drink, then
he
you get
drink
that
anything?
Idea.
No alcohol?
I mean, a beer here and there, I suppose, but, you know, Cat doesn't drink.
Adderall?
He spells his name with a 5.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Explain how he got the name.
It's for Google.
I'll tell you why. Yeah, because it was one extra letter to have an E as mouse. So he's like, fuck. So I have to figure out a way
why
to
not
make
an
it.
S?
So MOU5.
It's MAU.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
M-O-U.
Dude, that makes sense now because I have two fucking numbers programmed on my phone as him.
I think it's A.
And I've been sending him photos and he responds to half of them. So I'm picking MAU and then MOU. He's French.
Yeah, that's why I thought it's got to be a French-Canadian thing.
Yeah, it is.
Dead Mao 5.
Well, do you know how I got that?
Does anybody call him Dead Mao 5?
Yeah, tell them the story. Yeah, Asian people when they're like,
story.
You like Dead Mao 5? And when I'm playing it.
Dead Mao 5.
Yeah, they say Dead Mao 5, and I'm like,
he got
Dead
the name
Mouse.
Because his fucking, his recording studio was reeking so bad like a dead body or something. And he's like, what the fuck? Where's it coming from? Where's it coming from? Weeks go by. He finally figures out that there's a dead fried mouse in his fucking computer, like the what do you call it?
The disk tower. Drive or
the
something?
The tower of the computer had a dead mouse in it. So So in Toronto, he was known as Dead Mouse, so that's how it came up.
It's like flambang a mouse.
I like that he stays anonymous and wears them fucking ears and shit.
Yeah.
I mean, Dead Mouse does work with a lot of pop artists.
That's what I'm saying.
Who has he worked with production? Like everybody, right?
Talk about Crosby.
Britney, like
he
all
actually
that shit,
just
right?
worked with Gerard Way from...
he does EDM from, music, yeah. And he did the Video Music Awards. That's where I introduced
you. Did the video
music. Me and you watched that at your studio.
But I've heard of him before that. He's been... He's like the
that
original...
That was like 3 years ago.
He's the original... Well, whatever. But I've heard of him before that. He's a popular guy. He's done fucking...
He's a
dude,
DJ.
He
started that...
I took
making.
Cats,
he
I,
made a career for Skrillex, right?
Yes, I took Cats Bentley to the Guitar Center, and he just I pull up because he had
what?
To go there. He bought fucking 6 guitars of like $2,000 a piece, and then like a keyboard and shit.
12,
like yeah. We stacked the whole convertible Bentley up with like just stuff.
His Bentley,
hers,
her cats. All right, I'm playing this.
They're playing Cat and Mouse.
It's a Cats Bentley.
Here's Dead Mouse.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Dead Mouse 5.
Dead Mouse
from Toronto. Yeah, I was chilling with him for, like, the past week.
I was so stoked.
I know you were.
And I didn't even know when we were leaving.
Were you creaming your jeans over that?
He's cool as fuck.
As soon as I got home, Killian's like, yo... Dead Mouse is dating Cat. And
yeah.
I was like, get the fuck out
Did
of here.
Did you cream your jeans?
No, I got excited. I was like, Bam's going to go kick it with Dead Mouse, and I'm going to hear
Did you
hear
cream
awesome
your
story.
Jeans?
Sure. I creamed my jeans.
What'd you think about?
You're not on mic now. Oh, now you're on.
Turn them up.
What'd you think about when you cream your jeans?
I was like, well, Lil Wayne's birthday party Bam's going to go to. He's hanging out with Dead Mouse. I was like...
So in your
like
mind, those. You had a three-way with Lil Wayne, Dead Mouse...
And Bam.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Cat took me out on a birthday dinner at this really nice place.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
Thanks,
yeah.
Man.
All right. 33. Congratulations.
And it was this, like, really fancy place. And, you know, I don't give a fuck about nice red wine. I just want red wine if I want it. I'll take house red
wine.
I want
to hear this.
It, you know? But Cat's like, no. Pick one that you like. I'm like, dude, I like the shitty kind, you know? So, of course she says, like, So what do you recommend? Of course they're going to recommend the fucking most expensive.
They're not
going to
recommend the bottom of the barrel.
So this dinner turned into like a $1,000 dinner.
Did you have to foot any kind of the bill?
Kat paid for it all.
I know what you mean.
Then she bought me an art kit.
Is she still living at that place that costs like $30,000 a month?
No.
She lives next. She was living
her
next to that DJ
down.
Chick.
I know her house burned down, and she
and
moved
then,
to that.
And then she moved there just.
That
just,
place was awesome with
just
that
to,
elevator.
Yeah, that was rad, but that was just a rental.
So she bought another place.
Now she lives. Yeah. Now she lives right near. Well, yeah. Primetime Hollywood.
Is it there? Yeah.
Did they go
that's
with
awesome.
You to?
Is
Little
it as
Wayne's
cool
party?
As that place?
It's a castle looking type deal, yeah. But. It's not like, dude, she had like
no elevator.
She had like Fred Flintstone ass caves at that other place. And it's upsetting to me to see it that it burnt down. And I'm like, I'm thinking, of course it fucking burnt down. She lights candles everywhere.
Yeah, she does. I when see I
was
there, there was,
that wasn't
there was
the case.
No one in any rooms, but there was candles
it was
lit in everyone.
It was just an electrical fire that happened when she was away. Like, she was in like Norway when it happened.
I wonder if the insurance. Company. If they were trying to pinch pennies, like, huh, well, look, I see all these pictures on Twitter of like all these candles. How are you saying it's not from a candle? You know what I mean? Like, I wonder if they were trying
to. It's proven it was an electrical fire, but dude, she had so much. Cool original fucking shit like double taxidermy like
yeah, $30,000
a
month. A
moose head
rent.
On a fucking cougar.
$30,000 a month rent.
A month.
How do you know that?
Jeez. That's what she was telling.
$30,000 a month.
But that was just for a few months.
Oh, that's it?
Oh.
$30,000 a month.
Oh, just a few months.
You know what?
I mean,
it might not make sense to a lot, but if you can do it, have the fuck at it. I would do it.
Dude,
if I could do that, cheers on.
Sephora, I really don't think I'd do it.
I would do it.
I would get the $1,000 place.
Well,
no, dude, yeah, Sephora.
I want to.
I'll just say 30, Sephora 000? Pays her very well. And I think
Sephora
that,
makeup.
I think, yeah, and I think that she's.
It's not
her,
Sephora shoes.
Sephora's best selling client, I believe.
I don't know she, anything about
can you
Sephora.
Tell me about
it's
Lil
a
Wayne?
Makeup company.
Because you're not a gal.
If you go to a fucking mall, you'll see Sephora and
my mother
Kat Von
loves
D
it
everywhere.
Pat Novak loves Sephora.
You know what's rad about Kat? She never leaves her house without Sephora makeup on and high heels.
How
and
can
shit.
You even tell what?
You know what I mean?
On.
Like, it. Most people, you know, if they want to go grocery shopping, they'll just wear their sweatpants. When Kat leaves the house, she makes sure she looks like Kat.
I get what you're saying. Good. But about the Sephora thing. If they're paying that kind of money, you can't really leave your house without
that
on.
Maybe
no,
that's why she does
it. Photographed.
What's
that
up
way.
With Kat's documentary?
What about it?
I know she was working on that the last time I saw her, and it looked really cool. Like they did
it
a documentary
cool.
about her, and a lot of shit I didn't know about Kat.
Yeah. Well, it was what? Super melancholy.
It's not going to get put out?
I mean.
I like documentaries about anybody.
I mean. I don't know if you
what,
watch
it. It's like artistic?
It's, no, it's fucking very melancholy.
All right, well, I mean, melancholy's good.
Did you go to Lil Wayne's
Cleveland
party?
Loves that shit.
I'll tell you all about it in a second.
Yeah, and look how well Cleveland's doing. Who cares what he likes? It's worthless and irrelevant.
No, it's not.
But I mean, like, you know, the documentary was about, like, her being super sad. I don't
know. No,
blame,
it was about where she came from. And like
all
seeing
that,
her
but,
as a kid.
Dude, I don't blame her. Like, she tattoos. And most people who want tattoos are I want my dad who just died on my arm. I want my mom who just died on my arm. I want my dog who just died on my arm. She's always tattooing people or things that are dead.
Memories.
You know, so like, you know, you're gonna when you keep hearing about that. You know, you're just going to wind
probably
up
pushing
being,
that frame of mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Where all you think about is, fuck, what if tomorrow's my last? Like, should I remember
or
this?
Or just the
should
fact that, like,
that?
Oh, so why are you getting your dog tattooed? Because he got ran over by a car and he died and
where's
he's my
the
favorite
dog.
You know, like,
where's
she's
the happiness
constantly hearing
life?
That shit.
Where's the happiness? Oh, why do you want this? Because my dog had a birthday yesterday, the best birthday. Nah, because my dog died in a tragic accident.
It's all about the balance.
No one cares
about
you say Cleveland. Fat fuck.
Put him on one.
Let's put him on one so we can destroy
production,
him.
Did you rip apart any more microphones?
You know why I don't need a mic? Because no one gives a fuck about what
this
you say.
This one is so bad.
You know.
This one, the handheld mic. The handheld Cleveland, isn't your mic in
gone.
Storage?
He needs a mic for this, though. Explain
Are
yourself.
You a singer? My mic's in storage.
Oh, let's hear this.
Yeah, we need Cleveland to have a mic.
I mean, there's a
he
mic
hasn't been on the show for a long time.
I want to tell production real quick about this quick-ass story, and then I'm going to play Cat and 69 Eyes' new song called Rosary of Blue. Yeah.
What is Cat doing
what
in this?
What story?
Singing on it.
Jesus, we should do everything.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what's rad, actually? Like, you know, Lindsay Lohan will do an album, Paris Hilton, whatever. If you have a good producer, it's going to sound good. Cat, you know, you'll listen to it. Oh, who'd she hire to do piano? Her. She knew how to do it since she was goddamn 4 years old. You know, like, she plays the piano.
Now, how are we supposed to know that without the documentary?
Well, that's the thing. Like, as soon as people do research to critique her album when it comes out.
Oh, there's an album.
And Linda Perry's been helping with it.
Am I jealous?
It's
of
really
what?
Good.
That Linda Perry know. Helped?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's like
she
it's really mellow though. Like it's mellow, like something that you want to listen to.
Why you smoke weed?
It's melancholy.
On an airplane.
Cool, it's to me.
You know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That she's not doing some dance pop that seems like
and it's
the
super,
easy way in.
I feel like she means it too. I like it.
Right 100%. On, dude.
I believe she's sincere.
Yeah.
So, Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Tell me a story.
Lil Wayne has... Okay.
Tell the Paris Hilton part, please.
So, Lil Wayne has the same birthday as me.
Did I just mention her?
No.
I was about to.
And he invited me to his birthday party in Los Angeles, and I said, don't you know that me and you have the same birthday? He's like, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck over here. So, I do. First thing that happens, I walk in, and it's my ex girlfriend, Porcelain.
Say that shit. Fuck it.
She's sitting at the bar by herself, and we make eye contact. Dude, first person I see at this fucking thing is
her. I thought about that.
So we make eye contact, and I go, "Hey, how you doing?" And she goes, "Heh," and then storms off. So then she sees me with like Johnny and. And Chino from Deftones who says hi to you.
All right.
Yeah.
What's up, Chino?
He came up to me and said, tell Chad.
Cool.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
he was awesome.
So he's there too. And, you know, she's sitting there watching this, I guess, from far. And she brings her best friend who she came with to come and talk to me to find out information. Like, why am I in Los Angeles? Who am I dating?
Shit.
What am I doing?
Recon.
And she's doing this.
Shayla?
No, they don't even talk anymore. And so after 10 minutes of this, I just go to her friend. I'm like, wait a minute. What does she care so much? Isn't she married?
Right.
And then she goes, oh, well, that one fell through. I'm like, huh, of course it did.
That was a month ago.
And then she goes, yeah. And she goes, well, he turned out to be a little nutty. I'm like, no, she turned out to be a little nutty.
Other way
goes,
around.
Well, she does have dad issues. And I'm like,
who
well, whatever you
want to
call it, it's her. So then.
Nobody knows her yet.
So then she says, well, I know she blew you off in the beginning, but now she wants to talk to you.
Oh,
so,
yeah, right.
So can you
go figure.
Can
you
blow
you up?
Can you walk over and go say hi to her now? Because now
that.
She wants to say hi.
Oh, today.
Fuck
yeah.
You.
And okay. I'm like, I don't care enough about this.
Cheers.
I don't give a shit enough about now she wants to talk. I don't fucking care.
How about
cheers,
saying
yeah.
She stole my jacket?
First part that. Of this. First part of Lil Wayne's party sucks.
So now I go.
It gets better.
I walk up the stairs as she's walking down. We make another eye contact, and then she maybe tried to say something. People are trying to go up. People are trying to go down. I just go. I don't care. So I walk up. Now I'm at the top of the thing. Goody Mob just started playing, and I don't know this, but Lil Wayne just comes right out and puts his arm around me at the center of the thing. And
Porcelain's watching.
Yeah, and then we both look at each other. I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like,
birthday
boy. So now we're arm in arm, and I just look down at the bottom of where like all these people were, and she's just like getting bumped into people.
Like a mosh pit.
Like, just like, get away from me.
No, get used
get away
to
from
it,
me.
Baby.
get out of my face.
Right.
You know, and I'm just like, man.
It's a far fall to the bottom. It's a far old fall to the bottom, bro. Get used to it.
You know, like.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Oh, and then another funny thing. Paris Hill was there.
Oh, this is great.
And she had her little roped off section or whatever, but she saw me and Lil Wayne up at the top, so she's now trying to climb up, kind of, yeah. I guess. And she kept going, Lil Wayne, I just wanted to say that my favorite. And this bouncer kept going, step aside.
Awesome.
In the middle. She's like, well, I'm Paris Hilton, but Lil Wayne, what I was trying to say was step aside.
That's awesome.
He could care less about her.
This bouncer kept saying step aside. She kept saying she's Paris Hilton. I was fucking dying.
Oh, wow. Like,
did Lil Wayne notice it?
I think he was so stoked that Goody Mai was playing because
he wasn't even playing attention.
You know, he was just watching
his
the
mind
show,
was on bigger and better things.
Yeah, he might have saved her, but.
So, who'd you go with? Did Deadmau5 go with you?
I went, well, after the dinner, then I went with Johnny from Kilhanna.
Oh, okay.
And Millie and Nikki and Danny Lerner.
After the fourth time with the bouncer, step aside as, hey, Chad, you might like this story if you stop romancing the stones.
I know. Quit romancing the boat.
What?
I know.
Rotox.
You missed it.
No, man. Tell me.
The mojo's gone.
Why, you forgot the story?
Trying to tell you a good story.
I know. You're like making out in the corner like
that's
Asian.
Not
he's wearing
true.
His goddamn John Bender leather-ass jacket.
I know.
That's
dude,
not
don't
true.
Make fun of it.
Fonzie.
Hey, you stole all my good shit, a.k.a. yours.
Fonzie.
You stole all my good shit, a.k.a. his.
I love Fonzie.
I love that.
I didn't say it. Bane did.
What? Fonzie.
Fonzie.
Franz got me that birthday card with Fonzie on the front. I like that.
So Lil Wayne's birthday party was awesome. Deadmau5 was awesome.
It was, yeah. It actually couldn't have worked out any better. Like, at the time that I went to the... I felt like being in the middle of the top, and he showed up right next to me on a... Like, he didn't text me or anything. He just,
did he know you were there or not?
Yeah, he knew. I
word
guess he
mouth,
did, but...
Probably.
And, dude, you know what? Another thing is... He loves skateboarding so much that he actually, like, reunited, like, a lot of people
what
together.
Do you mean? Explain.
Like, Stevie Williams was there with fucking Ross Sewell.
Really?
Yeah. And then
that's weird.
David Loy, fucking
that's good.
Danny Way.
That's a good thing.
P-Rod, fucking Tori Pudwill, Nigel Houston. So now all of us wind up together.
Our friends.
And it's all because of Lil Wayne.
That's a good thing.
I wouldn't see any of them all together at that point if it wasn't because of that.
No one would give a fuck less.
Yeah.
And skaters have pride, as do everyone else.
I just love how he's so into it.
Did you see that movie, We Are, I Am Skateboarder, I think it's called? Or We Are We Are Skateboarder?
Who did it?
It's a documentary on skateboarding. I was just looking at it. I haven't watched it. It's a recent new documentary with a bunch of people you know in it. It's like a series. Yeah, We Are Skateboarders.
I haven't seen it, but I
like a serious documentary, like all about it, like real deal shit.
Really? Yeah, like good skaters and shit.
Dude, why don't you just move to LA when you go out there? All this cool shit happens.
Because, well, I could just stay at Cat's house,
save money,
move in there.
Well,
I'll come play guitar on Deadmau5.
You know what? The problem is,
did you show up at Deadmau5 your song?
There's a party.
It's
Monday.
This is why it's October right now, and I like seeing. The fucking
changes.
Leaves
yeah.
change in
it is the
in,
best time of year
in Canada
go
and
to
all that.
Pumpkins.
I don't want to be in Los Angeles when the weather is always the same and
you
it never
be,
fucking rains.
You want to be there in February, though.
Today, hot and sunny. Tomorrow,
hot
and
sunny.
Wednesday,
hot
Wednesday,
and sunny.
Hot and sunny. Oh, Tuesday, it's probably going to be hot
talk
and sunny.
Talk about predict the bow.
Yeah, like, I like rain. I like leaves
oh, you don't want
falling.
Bam to leave you here alone?
Of
in
course not.
Because you're on parole,
yeah,
bitch.
If he goes, I got to go.
But
then
he comes back from L.A. He's always got these big stories and shit. All this.
I know.
Yeah. And that's what makes Bam
it's not
Bam.
Like Barbara's at the bar and whatever.
That's what makes
you
him
end up
him.
At Lil Wayne's birthday party. You end up hanging out with Deadmau5.
I think it's great that Bam
that's
respects where
cool
he's from
shit.
And stays at home.
I just like it.
Cheers
yeah.
to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot to fucking do.
Fuck,
if Novak had a pussy, I'd probably
fun.
Marry him.
in this business, the business that Bam's in, I'm and in the music business.
Me too.
I mean, if I didn't move to LA,
Apple hates me for it.
Chop your dick off, dude.
Apple can't stand it because me and her argue.
Chop off your dick.
That hurts way too much. Yeah, but I will do a lot of other things.
You know what?
To marry
they could probably numb you at a hospital.
You can't give me enough. Because then when I want to fuck and you're out fucking your girlfriend or whatever you may do, and then I got to sit there and finger my asshole, which isn't enjoyable.
Now you'll finger your new pussy because your dick is gone.
That's a whole other fucking operation, dude.
Date Lorena Bobbitt.
Apple gets so mad at me.
Why?
Because we'll fight, and I'm like, and this is always the straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm like, you know what fucking pisses me off? If you would just shut up and realize that I don't know what's going to happen 12 hours from now, let alone 3 days from now. I can't tell you because I don't know. You know what? I should just marry Bam because, really, I'd never get tired of hanging out with him. I could hang out with him every day, all day. Don't want to fuck him, but we never fight. That's a marriage made in heaven.
I know. Is that legal in Pennsylvania?
Wow.
To marry Novak, if you guys wanted to.
How do you know?
It's not legal?
I don't know.
No, because it's in
what,
Jersey.
Are you gay?
In Jersey, you can. In New York,
Jersey's
you can.
Across the
you should go to New York.
That's a hop, skip, and a jump away.
Jersey and New York.
Maybe Novak and Bam marriage. Can get married on Howard Stern or something.
What about Delaware?
Cool.
Howard Stern wants
I don't know.
Dude, we've talked about this. Howard Stern wants that.
If you guys got married on Stern.
And I'm going to sign a prenup that I don't want anything but one glass of wine out of the marriage.
That's it?
That's all.
Yeah, but there's a clause. No, you want one glass an hour or a day. You can't just want one glass.
Yeah, there's no such thing as one. Just keep me...
How about if we do it, then you don't owe me $100,000 for the car.
Cheers on. Let's do it.
Because I know you're not going to fucking pay me anyway.
I know that,
so,
too.
I'm in a all win.
So you're married to lose money.
Let's just,
I would.
I would suck a dick to marry.
If you
him.
Married Novak, then like you'd never have to marry a girl. If
I'm
you
telling
didn't
Stern,
to, right? You'd be married.
I really would, actually.
I would beg. I will suck.
I think it'd be fucking hilarious.
I will suck every dick in this room out of sincerity to marry him because it'd be the best marriage ever. I'll never get tired of him. We'll never fight. We're always gonna be on the same page. On a Monday night, if we're bored, we'll both.
And you don't
go
fight
out.
Back.
Are
you
trying to
you
convince
just let
him?
Me beat you up.
I'll let you beat me up.
Are you trying to convince him?
And the sex will be
and
great.
There's no convincing. The sex is free. I mean, depending on a weird day.
Free.
And the money is for nothing.
The sex is good when you're in jail.
And the money is for
thank
nothing.
Thank you, Apple.
Well, you guys can still have girlfriends. You set your own rules. You're married.
He made me hump his girlfriend.
I think
that's
a good idea.
Jail.
I called him from prison.
When he was in jail, he called from
called
prison
him.
And said, "Bam, I'm in jail for a year, and I know or think
I've
that there's got to be some time that's going to go by where she's going to get tempted or get a little bit too drunk. To she's probably going to fuck some frat boy in Westchester. I'd rather it be you, so go bang her out."
I don't need Wallball Brian high-fiving David about how he fucked Novak's gal.
And that would piss me off, too. If some frat boy was like, yeah, just fuck Novak's girl, fucking Brian.
And they already hate they already
do an inverted keg stand, woo!
They already hate me. They hate everything. So they think they're really hitting home. And which he would hit home. So why not nip it in the bud and have my best bud?
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's not a common thing that most people, you know, aspire to
because
want with their relationships.
Well, we're secure in A, our friendship, and B, my relationship.
I guess so. I mean, whatever makes you feel better.
Well, a spade's a spade, Sig.
If it makes you feel better at if this point, it, I'm sure it's somewhere it hurts you. In
Bam.
The eyes.
Bam.
But that's the thing.
I think
I
it
really
does.
Don't think
swear
so.
Somewhere
I,
in there
no,
it
really
bothers
think
you.
So.
I swear, if my mother's life depended
really
on
think.
This answer, I swear to God on my mother, it doesn't.
Bam,
and
tell
I know
the
you
story
might not
of that
believe
kid
it.
When,
I saw you when he first told you, and you reacted a bit different.
No, I didn't.
You had time to adjust.
I well, really don't think he gets jealous,
he did.
Dude.
Tell
he
that
did.
To the threesome, threesome, threesome that we had.
I
loved
well,
it, loved
at
it,
at least
loved
you were
it.
There, but you weren't there for this one.
I asked
you.
For this. I don't want fucking Wallball
it's
Brian.
It's okay to say it bothered you.
Why do I want Wallball Brian doing fucking head hits off a soccer ball and
why?
Her pussy?
I'm not trying to be an ass, but how do you know Wallball Brian wasn't on Tuesday and Bam was on Wednesday?
Because
could be
she's
true.
Not that kind of gal.
How do you know that?
Or how about
I know.
You've been in jail Wall for
Brian's
a year.
On Thursday.
Things change,
on
pal.
She knows way better.
Things change, pal.
Maybe it could be Wall blah, blah, blah.
I told you I humped her once. Maybe I humped her three times.
I hope you did. I
maybe
really
it was five.
You could fuck her every day when I'm asleep or
see,
away.
See, now it bothers him.
No, it doesn't. I swear to God.
I know it.
Maybe it was three, actually. Now that I think about it.
Because, look, what better person to do it than my best friend?
At this point, you have to say that to yourself.
No, I don't.
It's done.
You're trying to make me believe that I'm crazy, and I'm not.
I don't think you're crazy. I like his logic here. You're crazy to think that it doesn't bother you in the least bit.
I sort of agree with him, actually.
This is where I would start to fucking feel weird.
If I went to jail for a year, and I probably would call Novak, I really would, and say, go fuck my girlfriend because I don't want anybody else to.
And this is where it would turn weird. If I came home.
There's some weirdness here.
And then
a girl can go without getting laid, you know.
Not for a year.
How do you know?
Maybe you do that.
I don't know that. But, well, I don't know that, but I would think.
You would think.
You can't go without eating.
For the birds.
You know, but you probably could go without fucking.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a fucking heroin addict, which libido is the size of -12.
I'd like to think that. Backwards.
Wasted
that.
I got it out. Thanks.
I smoked it.
I was lighting a cigarette backwards.
I'd like to think that Missy's in Hawaii, just laying in the sun.
Not happening.
She's going on fucking dates.
She's getting
Do you not think that I don't know that?
What you're talking about?
You don't
that?
Have to go that fucking far.
Well, she is.
What? She's definitely.
She moved with somebody there.
Nah.
No, she moved with Ariana. And then she moved with this dude named Travis, which she found out that she wasn't.
She was living with him?
No. Well, is that he moved there, and she wound up realizing that she wasn't in love with him, so he moved. She kicked him out.
Well, so, it's good that you guys still talk.
So now she calls me up saying I'm going out on the date with my new gym teacher, which is fucking strange because I'm talking to her about this.
Her gym teacher from when?
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, I know.
That's how you move on.
Well, if you feel fine about it.
I don't feel fine about
it,
but I'm willing to be, you know, close enough to able to discuss this shit with her.
You don't talk to Manny
about
shit, do you?
True story.
That's just true.
I was at a bar, and she's bartending. I'm sitting next to her boyfriend now, who kind
of... Your ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend.
Mandy, my ex-fiancée.
And he's with Apple.
And I'm with Apple, and I'm sitting at a bar. We're drinking. She's bartending. Her boyfriend's next to me. Who's getting a secret hand job? This guy.
He got a hand job.
While he's sitting next to
you? Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
What the fuck? While Apple's next to you, too? Oh, it'll be awesome.
No.
Your girlfriend and her boyfriend are next to you. Where's she at?
He doesn't want to tell the real story now.
Can't. I know. You know what? If you're going to talk on the radio, tell the real fucking story, would you? Look at
that smile. Everybody was there.
He ran into his ex-girlfriend at a bar who's bartending. Her boyfriend's sitting there waiting for her to get off work or whatever, getting free drinks.
She's the bartender.
She's bartending. He's in there. Novak hadn't seen her with his new girlfriend, and the bartender, his old girlfriend, is now giving him a hand job right next to
under the bar.
His girlfriend.
When you
boyfriend.
Worked at a restaurant in Baltimore, you fucked every girl that worked there, didn't you?
All day, every day.
You could.
How's it work out so good?
Because there's two places where you end up with relationships: school and work.
And
because
damn.
You have nothing to
if
do.
If you show up to a bar and say, "Hey, babe, can I buy a drink?" It's lame.
A given. Like they expect.
If you meet
that.
Her at work, yeah. then it then you get to know because each other because you don't want to.
Even you if you hate the bitch, you have nothing but 8 hours of time to kill. So, like it or not, I have to get to know you. And that's how relationships bond and figure it out, you know? So, every relationship I've had when I used to wait tables.
Was there ever any problems, though? Like, if she liked you more and you just wanted to fuck once?
I went into this one restaurant, right? It was called Light Street Cafe. In Baltimore. I go in there, and there's this fucking hot-ass bitch, which is the manager. She takes my application. I fill it out. I get a call back the next day, and she's fine as wine. She's like, I'm into you. Fuck yeah. So I get the job. I start fucking her, doing everything.
Meanwhile, how many times?
At this point, between when?
Like, how many times did you fuck her?
Overall?
Total? Yeah.
I'd say 23.
Yeah.
So I have this job. And she has this fucking cokehead boyfriend named Christian. Christian wants to murder me because I'm a scumbag living in a recovery house. How dare I steal his girlfriend, which is a fucking dime. Like, she's a 9 out of 12. Not even kidding. So, she goes to work. I have her car. One day, I'm walking to work, and it's right next to Hooters. So, there's this overpass that you have to walk to get to work. He already has it out for me, and I don't know this.
By the harbor.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know that overpass? Yeah. Yep. So, I'm walking to work. I know. I have her car. I'm going to pick her up from work. And this Christian cokehead guy.
She let you take her car?
Every day, all day. So now I'm fucking his wife because she was married. I'm driving her car all day while living in a recovery house. So to him, I'm just a strung out heroin addict in a recovery
house. Well, you weren't doing anything good with that car.
No, I was. I was in a recovery house. I was just like going to meetings. Like
you were a strung out heroin addict in a recovery house.
But yeah, but at the time I wasn't a practicing strung out addict. So that's a true story. I'm walking across the fucking path to go pick her up. This is going to sound like a lie, but it is. He comes walking past, and he has a fucking big pen in his hand. I don't see the big pen. I just see him. I know he wants to fight me and really hurt me because I'm fucking his wife and driving her car all day. Next thing I know, he comes right at me and tries to stick me with the big pen. I'm like, Christian, have you lost your goddamn mind?
Well, when he tried, where did it go?
He went to do it, and somehow I got lucky because I didn't see it coming. I thought he was going to nudge me with his elbow. But it was a big pen.
Be better off punching
this
you,
way.
I yeah. know. Yeah.
But
what
he just—he was so mad he wanted to stab me. You know, like punching would hurt, but stabbing would be way worse.
Yeah, but stabbing puts him in jail.
A big pen. A big pen don't do it.
Well, a pen.
A
is
pencil.
Gonna stab you.
A pencil can do it.
It's a sharp point. I guarantee I can stab you right now
ball
with a sharp
point.
Give me a ballpoint pen. And it'll go right in your fucking liver area. That's what he tried to do right here.
What did the girl say when this?
She was working. She worked at Hooters.
But when she found out,
oh, she hated him. 8 times more.
Doesn't that suck? Like
I still won.
He thinks, I'm going to fucking get him. Yeah, I'll fucking show him. Her. It just makes her like you more because now you're...
I showed Novak. No, you didn't. You
why would the girl up? Ever be like, oh, you tried to stab him with a pen, honey? Oh, cool.
Dude, it was so...
Yeah, the girls normally go with the guy who got beat up.
It does not work that way.
And especially if a guy just says, I don't care what you do.
End of the day, you had a job at Hooters.
At the end of the day, I still took his girlfriend home, still fucked her in my recovery bedroom on my recovery bed, still drove her car, still drove her to work tomorrow in her car, still took her car to gym. I still took her car to Jimmy's Seafood where I ate breakfast, and I laughed about it the whole fucking way to go, Christian. Sniff another line, you moron.
You know what? Why would that idiot be mad at you? You don't know him. You don't give a fuck about him.
Because he was a coked out. He was a coked out.
Be mad at the girl.
His first mistake was letting his girlfriend work at Hooters.
Be mad at your fucking girlfriend for doing that. Who's this guy? Fuck. He don't know you. He doesn't care about you. He thinks your girlfriend's hot, and as a matter of fact, she never even mentioned that she had a boyfriend.
He was a coked out Nimrod.
You ate seafood for breakfast?
And Jimmy worked at Hooters?
Baltimore Crabs.
Was open 24 hours. They served breakfast.
Chesapeake Bay.
Morning. But I know where you're going.
Do you eat crabs for breakfast in Baltimore?
Chesapeake Bay.
Only if it's on my gal friend's pussy.
Ew.
Can girls get crabs?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Where you'd get them from, I guess.
What do you think? You only get them from
of course,
a dude?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. Dumb question. Whatever.
Have you ever had crabs?
That's like my...
You know what? The only thing I've ever had was herpes. Don't tell my girlfriend.
Not had. You have.
Yeah, you don't have. Nobody ever had herpes.
Herpes is forever.
I've never had anything else. Never had crabs.
Well, I made out with you, fucking asshole.
Well, then we're fucking in it to win it.
I made out with your jitters. Because these frat boys call us faggots, and I said, yeah, you want to see faggot?
I was sleeping last night, and I thought about this.
Hannifin.
You said you jerked me off. Is that a lie?
No, it's not a lie.
You did?
Yeah, man.
Was it during one of the things that we might have been
doing?
It
was on a fucking airplane.
Yeah, but I'm talking about something else.
You guys need to get married. I was there.
No, you were there?
It was from,
did you see
from
it?
New Orleans.
Do you hear about this?
I've heard that.
I was so fucking
wasted.
Dude, this is what happens.
No.
This isn't that one?
No. Listen. When
this
I'm
is some gay shit, though.
Listen, it's not gay.
Just
and
get
I'll
married
I'll,
and it'll be fine.
Listen, Dick, I'll tell you why. Because when I'm sleeping, I'm usually have my arm around a
you
girl.
You told this story on the radio.
So I usually feel like a pussy and then tits and then I get to it. Or if there's no girl, then I'll start feeling my own dick and then I'll probably start jerking off in my sleep and then I'll wake up. to me jerking off. So I'm on a fucking plane, and I think that Novak's dick's my dick. So I start jerking off his dick in front of everybody. And this asshole let me do it. He didn't even put a
it's
stop to
it. It's like a sleeping bear. Why would I wake him up? Thank God he's sleeping.
Bam, I totally relate. That happens to all of us.
He did work in Hooters.
I think you're lying.
I totally
it never happened
you.
To you. You're the
you're
biggest
right.
homophobe
it doesn't happen
ever.
Because
like, I woke up.
What
and
happens
I'm,
is
I'm,
you know whose dick you're touching.
Yeah, well, once I woke up, it only lasted 1 minute. I was jerking his dick on the airplane. And then I woke up and I was like.
You knew it wasn't your dick, dude.
Yeah, and then once I woke up. No, I didn't. I was sleeping. An asshole. So when I woke up, I was like, what the fuck?
And he's got a grin from ear to ear with
really?
A glass of
but
wine.
Why would you think your dick is so far to the left?
Because I'm sleeping.
But why would your dick be so far to the left? You ever grab your dick
sleeping.
With your left hand?
Do things make you sense when you're sleeping?
I don't know.
When
I'm
you're
asleep,
asleep you don't know. I've sleepwalked and pissed my pants.
Fine. It was a
tell
heterosexual
about when you call me pissing
thing.
In your. We didn't talk about that.
Pissed in the fucking.
So listen,
room.
Chad, right, you'll like this story.
Okay. Sleepwalker boy here.
True story.
He wakes up.
I don't remember. I wake up. I'm on the beanbag sleeping. Booth woke me up in the yard. I came into the beanbag to go sleep. That's the only thing I remember. Next thing I remember is I'm in the laundry room right in front of the dryer.
Pissing into the dryer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I look at him. We make eye contact and everything.
Swear to God,
I'm like. What are you doing?
And I'm pissing.
He's like, well, what do you mean? I'm pissing, man.
The company told
me.
And I'm like,
yeah, you said the company told him to do it.
So I finally?
Like, I was like, you're pissing in my dryer, dude.
Yeah.
Didn't stop.
He's like, well.
And you thought he was awake. His eyes are open.
Yeah.
They're open.
I'm talking.
And we're making eye contact.
And I'm still pissing.
And he's like, well, what's the problem, Bam? I mean, you know, somebody got pissed. Something like that. I just went up and punched him right in his
fucking
face.
Knocked my lights out.
Up then?
I punched him right in his fucking
face. I came to after he punched me that hard.
How do you sleep with your eyes open?
He
was sleepwalking.
But can you sleep with your eyes open?
We don't know. You're sleeping.
I didn't
even know.
Even
you don't know. People who sleepwalk don't know that sleepwalk.
I've seen people sleep with their eyes open.
Dude, I'm telling you, Chad, because there was little glimpses, even to this day, I remember little glimpses of coming to. I remember him saying, what are you doing? But I remember... After he said that, I still kept pissing.
And you were like, sincere about it. Yeah. You were just like, well, what the fuck, Bam? Why are you mad at me? I'm like, because you're pissing in my dryer right as we speak.
And I kept pissing.
I think people have gotten off.
The company told me to do it. What?
Saying they sleep
so then just punch you right in your fucking face.
Yeah. And that's when I really woke up. As soon as the punch was delivered and my jaw was halfway broke, that's when I'm like, fuck, what did I do? Like, but I remember. Pieces.
It was
like,
2 weeks ago.
Pissing, and
I think people murder people and have gotten off by saying that they were sleepwalking. There's one case, right?
I watched it on
IHN. Oh, that's all you do is watch TV, you lazy fuck.
Cleveland, you're not on mic.
No kidding.
Now you guys are arguing? You're supposed to do a duet together. You're supposed to do a goddamn duet.
What are we talking about right now?
Maybe Murray told
wait.
You know what? That's
it sounds like confusion to me.
You're a guy from Milwaukee. I've lived here for 4 fucking years.
Hey, wait. Can you guys put microphones on and talk? He's getting a big ego, don't you think, this guy?
A huge ego.
Yeah.
Up here and say,
come here.
Hey, what did he charge
I
you?
Don't have a huge
I'm just gonna whatever he charged Hello Cleveland, that's what he should charge me. No, fuck you.
Put this on, Cleveland.
Yeah,
you're supposed to do a duet together.
Put the mic on.
Put the mic on.
I don't want this mic.
You're supposed to do a duet together.
Don't put my fucking name on this.
Yeah, I can't. We need this. These guys are in bands and they have a lot to say to each other.
So if I want to do a song that Chad records of Pussy Bats, and I want you and Cleveland to do a duet,
you two hate each other again now?
Growing up in Westchester and thinking, oh, this is the mecca for people to make music out of, because you saw what my band was starting to do. It's like, I got to get to Westchester, and I got to do it quick.
I didn't even know about
Don't tell Chad that I gave you a fucking price.
All right, wait. We have Matt from Ian
whatever I'm
and
talking
Cleveland
about,
from Hell
whatever
Cleveland.
I'm talking about with him is between me and him. Don't fucking pull me into it.
I'm not pulling you into shit. I just thought you said it was $400 to do recording. Maybe Murray said it.
Murray, because I would never fucking say an amount, ever. That's between us. Me and Chad know each other a little better than you. You come from Milwaukee fucking cowpoke country. I don't fucking know. I live here. Like, come on.
All right, you live here. Who cares?
Matt is the new kid who came in, and he's been a fan of what? CKY. Matt, would you introduce yourself?
I'm not jealous. Just, like, have some respect. I don't even know what's happening. Jeez, don't pull me in. Don't pull me
in. I'm not pulling you into shit. I'm just saying what you told me.
Well, who's arguing right now? Matt,
I have nothing to argue about.
You were a fan of CKY and Bam growing up as a kid, right?
Everything.
You should be proud of that.
Everything related.
Yeah, I am proud of it, yeah.
Okay, cool. So that's why you're here, right? You came with your music.
I came here, yeah, to get my music heard by Bam. And,
Yeah, you showed up in his parents' fucking house.
Kind of like.
I'm just telling you the truth.
I'm trying to fucking talk.
Cleveland's
He's the one asking me the fucking question.
Jealous. Cleveland.
I'm not. I'm just. Because he just brought up money, and money is personal.
Cleveland was. Maybe
he brought up money.
You're the young Cleveland.
Rule
Cleveland
number
has,
one, don't bring up money. Ever. Especially between friends. Don't do it.
Cleveland wants to give you the
it's
rule.
It's neither here nor there. Like, Matt, what you and Chad work out, that's between you.
I'm paying for this Pussy Bad song, but if you and Chad want to work together with the Eden Chad,
he can't hear you, Bam.
Well, I want to work, and I've been texting him for a bit. I want to work on the new song.
Yeah, well, I didn't want you to have my phone number.
He shouldn't be jealous. There's nothing to be jealous about.
There really isn't. No offense.
I'm trying to do a duet with you two. If you're going to fucking argue like
that. We never argue. I got mad because he started bringing up money. Don't bring money into this.
You told me. I asked you on Boof's porch. I asked you on Boof's porch how much it was to record a song with Chad. Around how much it was. You told me $400.
No, I said 400 and 400 a fucking hour.
400 an hour.
An hour. That's
no,
what
it's not 400 an hour.
Well, that's what I told him. That's what I told him.
I was going to give Matt a price that I would give Boof.
And I probably said
that I would give Boof.
Work that out with,
if I didn't know, if you didn't know Boof and all this, I wouldn't even record you.
All I'm trying to say
it
is
it wouldn't be about I don't do it for money.
Chad, don't use me as
Chad,
someone
you're giving
to
me a sweet deal on this Pussy Bad song.
Oh, I'll do Bam, whatever.
All I'm saying is don't use me as somebody who says who
I'm not
money.
Using
like,
you. Why would I ever want to use your name, man?
I know you do it all the time.
On what?
On Twitter, on
I never Twitter. Go look at our Twitter.
Really?
The only thing I Twitter about is maybe random what's going on with my band.
I disagree.
Matt, you should respect Cleveland because he is one of your biggest supporters from the start and was.
He doesn't, though.
And the only reason I really know you is because of what Cleveland used to say about you.
He doesn't understand shit.
No, and I do support Cleveland. I like his music.
Cleveland always said nice stuff about him, but I can see that Matt doesn't have the same respect for him that he should, actually.
I do have respect
for Cleveland,
but I just he just
took
maybe.
You really don't, dude. Yeah, he does. You really don't. Nah, you really don't.
Well, he's
dude, I'm writing a duet for both of us. How is that not fucking respect?
Where is it? Where is it?
I already started the intro and I'm working on the fucking lyrics, man.
You said that 3 weeks ago.
Now back to Radio Bam thing faction.
Well, the funniest thing was is we just heard the relationship between Cleveland and Eden Boy. Cleveland sat here, stared at the board for 20 minutes in kind of tears or disshambled point of view. What's your
argument.
Feelings right now? Look at him. Look how furious he is.
It's going to be cut out because no one knows what we're talking about.
No, it's not.
Dude, it doesn't even make sense. It's two guys.
That's
going to make
funny.
Sense. That's when we
good.
Do this Pussy Bat song with
if
Cleveland
you explain
and Eden.
Who is arguing,
okay.
Why they're arguing.
Okay, all right, I'll sum it right now.
All right, do it.
We have Cleveland from Hello Cleveland, right? Now we have Eden Matt from Eden Boy Matt. What Eden is the name of the band. Hello Cleveland got his start. He got his start from he was in a band, but then he moved into Bam's. And then he got a lot of followers through Bam. All Bam's fans started following Hello Cleveland. So now Cleveland got a little too big for his britches. And then Eden Boy figured, hey, I have a band. I want to make it big. I love Bam. I follow Bam. I adore everything he does. So I'll show up at Bam's parents' house with a demo and maybe get in. Now, he just got lucky that day. Boof answered the door, and now Eden's in, right? So now we have Eden and Cleveland here, two competing come-up bands.
Right.
Right?
Now Cleveland's in Wall Balls.
Yeah. So now
we're both vying for Bam's attention.
Exactly. They both want Bam's attention. They both want to suck his dick, let him come on their face. Shut your fat mouth. A grown-up is speaking right now, boy. Let the grown-ups talk, boy.
That's fucking pushing it.
So tell it to someone who fucking can.
He's not on my talk.
Yeah, okay. So you have two fucking people here competing for Bam's undivided love and attention. Which I get, you know, his condolence will
make Bam's made a lot of bands
popular. Exactly. Yeah. He can do that. And these two see that. So cheers, Chad, to them.
How much is it going to cost to do this Pussy Bat song with starring Cleveland and Eden?
For me to record Eden and Cleveland song. Cover a Pussy Bat song.
Yeah, it's a cover.
I'm not sure how much it'll cost. How long is it going to take?
As these
one
two.
Day.
Well, one day. I mean, you know, hopefully.
One day
they do
we
well,
need drums. We need all that.
Well, if
who's
they
gonna
actually
play drums?
Fucking Mark Hanna Jets.
I'll knock on the drums easy.
He does drums.
Okay.
There we go.
Matt from Eden can play drums. Cleveland.
Or Murray.
Who's going to play guitar? Matt from Eden.
Or you.
And Matt from Eden.
Why not you?
Because he can do it.
All right. Can you do the solo part?
Maybe.
Why not just say yes?
Yeah. All right. Well, when the track comes out good,
just
halfway.
Yes.
Dude, if it starts to sound great, I'll be on it.
You don't even have to claim that it's you if you don't want to.
Oh, I love that.
The word yes is easy.
I've been very anonymous.
Why don't you just be a yes man?
Just be a yes
You're
man.
You're right, yeah. Okay.
It's easy.
You're right.
It's easy.
I'm trying, dude. That's
it's
a thing.
Easy.
It's a life thing, dude.
It can just fall out of your mouth. Yes.
By 70, I'll probably start being a yes man.
Well, then that's pointless.
70.
It's like my lawyer told me. Have you ever seen a Brinks truck at a funeral? No.
Yeah.
Your money never follows you to the grave, dipshit. Not you, but I'm just saying in general. You know?
Yeah.
So why fucking worry?
All right, yes, I will do that.
There we go. So, all right,
cool.
And now the Eden.
And now we're talking.
And
now
the Eden boy walks out, or we're figuring.
Speaking of graves, if I ever get it, if I ever need a grave, I want a fucking massive ass hardogram made out of the fucking, out of the granite that dipshit from fucking Vegas.
If you ever need a what?
he.
A gradle.
No, a headstone.
A grave,
I want that fucking dipshit's granite.
Do you know what he's trying to do right now?
With it? Emerald.
He's trying to do this right now. He came to me the other day. He's like, Novak, you know, it says it's worth $312,000. What I think he should do is I'll give it to you, and you give it to your tax person.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's an easy way
what
for him out.
What gravestone? Yeah. Whose gravestone?
For buying a dumbass shit. Me.
Who has the gravestone that you want?
No, I'm saying if... Me, if ever, I want the dude's
what dude?
Fucking granite. I just told you the story of Vegas.
Remember?
Okay, his emerald.
He thought it was an
emerald,
but
exactly.
It wasn't. It was just a piece of granite worth less than $100. He thought it was $300,000, and he spent $10,000
right.
on it.
I thought it was a stone because you said an emerald.
Yeah, no
right.
Emerald.
But what I want is that it to be carved in a hardogram.
Now that we have the
you want a hardogram on your gravestone?
Fucking ain't right.
Why not? Is that not cool?
No, I think it is cool.
Now what that we fuck? have the Eden boy. And
I mean, not for me, but for
can
Bam.
You two be friends now?
Cleveland wants a hamburger carved in his.
Cleveland, do you want fucking the grimace in your hoodstone? He wants the hamburger thief. That's you, you fat fuck. You're the hamburger thief. Look at your stomach. Your grimace.
But Matt, you know, just because these guys bust on Cleveland doesn't mean you can.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. His grave, it's going to be... It's
Villavallo's piss.
It's going to be him with a picture of Villavallo on him.
And then and then jerking Bam's dick off.
And that's it.
And then fingering Ruthie.
I'd be fond of that.
And then fingering Boof.
Oh, and then you're fucking Boof.
I would fucking show up and give you respects. I don't even care for you that much, but that grave plot would make me come see you.
Yours is just going to be one big fucking needle.
What's it like living with Vito?
Load it up.
Matt? Why can't we hear this on the radio?
He sits in his room.
Wait, what?
Living with Vito?
Yeah, what's it like?
Because you live with him now.
Matt, you moved from Milwaukee to get your band successful, and now you've ended up living with Don Vito.
I never see him at all.
You really don't?
He hibernates in his room.
I heard that
he's a hard man to hide.
Yeah, but he complained.
He complained that he can't walk around in his underwear, correct?
Yeah, right.
And then you had Phil and April call you and say, when are you leaving, correct?
Yeah, they asked when I was leaving. And
what'd you say? What'd you say? What was the answer?
Phil called me and asked me when I was leaving because Vito likes to walk around in his underwear and he doesn't feel like he's at home anymore and that Ruthie...
Because you're a little boy.
He doesn't walk anywhere.
You are living in the house that Bam, like, pretty much grew up most of his life in.
So weird.
True.
And that, and where CKY started, we used to practice in that basement. You know that? All of it, dude. Ape used to cook his chicken. All types of shit, dude.
It's just weird.
What's weird?
Move your hand.
What? It's weird that Matt from Eden is now from Milwaukee and now living.
He's living at Bam's.
I'm not living. I'm paying.
It's weird.
I get money.
But you met him because he sent you a demo, right?
It's just
Cleveland.
Weird.
How did we meet him? Because
you know it's weird falling asleep while tea's cooking.
Eden.
Well,
Eden,
I'm good at that. Eden sent Cleveland a demo.
But... You sent Cleveland a demo. Is that how they heard of your band?
No, no. I came here and I flew here and I
just feel some
like...
type of way about it.
How did you end up meeting anybody?
It was really funny. I looked up Bam Margera's management on Google.
That's weird. That's weird in and of itself.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to get my CD
God
heard.
Damn.
Right.
Stop, Cleveland.
It's weird.
Let him tell the story. He wondered it.
Right. So I wanted to get my music heard. So I guess Bam Margera's management. It turned into Viva La Mom, which is April.
Viva La Mom.
I think that's what
there's
it was.
There's a few people to talk to.
I don't even know what that is.
So I asked her, you know, how I can get my CD heard, blah blah blah. So
you emailed April.
Emailed April. So I decided to come out here with my buddy to do a 9-day trip to get our CD heard by this guy, but he was gone in Las Vegas or Canada or something like that.
I can respect the hunger.
How old are you?
20.
Okay, so you were how old when you did this?
I just turned 19.
Okay.
But he acts like he's 18.
I can respect... Nah, I'm drinking.
So...
He's 19, but he acts like...
You came here from Milwaukee after... With no... You didn't say, April, I'm going to come there, did you?
Yeah. It was funny because my buddy, who's in a punk rock band, just goes... Oh. He just goes, oh, I have Phil Margera's phone number. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? So he's just like, here you go. And then one morning, I just laughed because I woke up early from being hungover, even though it doesn't make sense. I called it. And all of a sudden, Phil picks up and he's like, hello? And I'm like, hi, I'm Matt from Eden. I was like, yeah, I want to send my CD to Bam. He's like, oh, okay, send it to this address on Thornton or whatever it was. I don't know the address.
So you sent your demo to Bam's parents' house.
You know it by heart.
Yeah, and then I go, no, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Shut up, fuck
you.
But, so me and my buddy, 2 weeks later, go, you know what? Why send him a CD? Because it's definitely not going to get heard if you're going to send it. Why not just drive the fuck out there and give the fucking CD to him?
Who told you that?
Now, that's what I thought of.
His friend.
You thought that.
Well, most bands don't go that far to get their shit heard.
And I do
by
respect
a weird,
that.
Like,
I do,
it's not like he drove to New York
respect,
or L.A.
I do respect that.
I like the fucking motivation.
Yeah.
I do respect that.
You know what he did on top of that. Right?
I do respect that.
You know what I mean? If it sucks, it'd be like, oh, you drove here from Milwaukee. It sucks.
And that's why I had
you guys aren't on mic.
That's why when I heard it. That had his back and everything.
You guys
like,
aren't on mic, and
he started bringing
to hear from Matt.
He started bringing up money and, like, turning into that, and that, I wasn't cool with that.
Wait, so you came here.
Yeah, the first time we've ever came here, that's when I got off the phone with Phil, and we decided to just drive out and just get the CD heard. But when we came out here, Bama's gone again, so...
So you've driven out. How long does it take to drive from Milwaukee to Westchester?
Hours, about 14 to 15 hours.
And do you drive?
No.
You've talked friends.
Not my friends, but
stalking Bam to get your demo heard, and your friends go along with this.
No, not
it's not stalking Bam, but it was my bandmate that we wanted to do it together, and the bassist of my band also came with us. So we dropped it off at Bam's house. Then we had at his mom and dad's house. We dropped it off and then left.
When does Boof come into this?
So you got your demo.
You dropped it off at Bam's parents' house. They listened to the demo.
I don't think.
How did the demo get heard?
Because Boof listened to it.
No,
this is the second time. How the second time came up is I wanted because we gave Phil and Ape a really shitty demo. Like it was just terrible.
Why give a shitty ass shit?
Because
Bam, will you get on microphone, please? Bam,
I'll talk like this.
Why wouldn't you just give the proper CD? Why would you give shitty?
I came
ass
back.
Shit?
I came back for a second time to meet you.
Ooh.
Just to make sure my CD got in your hands.
And then when did Boof happen?
Boof happened, I walked like 9 miles on 202 just to get to April and Phil's house. And then I go up to the door and I talk to Ape on the phone. And I'm like, yeah, you know, Mad from Eden's here. And she's like, oh, okay, we're home from Las Vegas. Cool, you know, just come in through the garage or whatever. So I come in through the garage and Poof sees me, and the first thing she does is she's like, oh, how are you? You know, this is the sweetest thing ever, and just goes, oh, would you like something to drink or a Philly cheesesteak or whatever the hell they were cooking?
So what'd you say?
I said,
Philly cheesesteak.
I just need water. I'm really dehydrated from really drinking last night.
Water?
Hmm?
That's all
I cared about was water, yeah. April just goes, would you like to drive, you know, Eden back to their hotel? So we end up going. She ends up driving us back to the hotel, and Abe
okay.
goes, would
so
you
then
like
he
to-
moved into Booth.
At least it wasn't the shelter like the Florida. At least it wasn't
you
the shelter like the Florida stalker.
Fuck what you heard. All I have to say is that this fat fuck named
fuck
Cleveland,
you.
Which is my friend,
suck
doesn't
my
even
dick.
Have the motivation to drive to
suck
New Hope.
My
so
dick.
Now all of Hello Cleveland is
that's
recording.
That's a lie
shut up,
from
let me talk.
Hell. No, fuck you.
Chad can
no,
back
fuck
me.
Fuck you.
Chad can back me.
No, I had no clue.
All
about
hell,
that.
Of course
no
you have no clue because you don't leave Westchester.
I didn't have a clue.
He
about
won't
that
even drive to New Hope to figure it out.
That's not
you
true.
Drove from Wisconsin to here
that's
not
a
once
lie.
But twice.
That's a lie.
So I don't agree with you, but I agree with the motivation, and I can't say you're a fucking idiot because you aren't. You got in where you fit in. He won't drive to New Hope, and now
that's
he won't. Now he wonders why his
I
band
will drive
is,
to New Hope.
Yeah, will. Did you?
I wasn't told about the fucking recording session.
Because there's no motivation.
7 years.
Now.
No one told me about it.
His band is recording without him in
maybe
Chad's studio. You know? So the fact that you drove here not once but twice, I don't even care that much for you, but you're an all right kid. But cheers to you.
Say what you
and
want.
And he's my friend, and I'll tell the truth. You dropped the ball, you fat fuck.
No, fuck you. You're
what
an idiot.
Did you do right?
You're an idiot.
What have you done right now?
I've like, I haven't done anything in a year.
That's how I got the
in the last play. Year, I've done
he
nothing
paid
right.
His dues.
So, Matt,
yeah, you're wrong.
You're 20 now. How long have you been playing music?
I'd say since I'm 7. Well, I've been beating on drums since I was, like, fucking 12.
Beatles, started Beatles out as a drummer.
Head, will you? That's
probably
how
17, I started
made.
Playing everything. That's why I wanted. I just kept picking up every instrument I could. So 17,
I
put it.
Out there.
See, Cleveland, Eden's stealing the show here, and all you're gonna do is smoke Newports till your lungs collapse, dipshit.
I like your.
Booth said you were.
So wait a minute. You walked 9 miles.
I walked from the I walked from all the way down to Gay Street, all the way up to your mom's house.
He barely walks to Starbucks.
What was your plan?
To get my CD to
heard.
You. I wanted it hurt because the last I walked.
Hey,
yes.
Florida Stalker might have done that too. So
yeah, well, she was devoted. This kid, I don't agree with his ways, but he's devoted, and I can't knock that.
He took a fucking risk, and he's very lucky to be sitting here on Radio Bam right now, and everything's cool.
Exactly.
Like he could have just been like a dumb idiot driving out here, fucking himself over.
And you know, if you believe in something that
much, that's pretty awesome.
Let's do,
that's what I'm saying, Chad.
Track 6.
And now Cleveland's gonna sit here and smoke cigarettes until his. Lungs hurt because he's mad because
so Matt,
you didn't
I'm excited to record your band. I mean, I'm because,
now,
well, just you actually.
Chad's
because you
on
have
board.
You have so much motivation.
See?
I mean,
I like
you must be pretty proud of what you're doing.
He
you
believes
must
in
believe
it.
In yourself.
He believes in it. Overdose, right?
Right.
See, I know that. I don't even know what track 6 on your album is called, Cleveland, because you don't promote it that good.
Oh, I don't promote shit.
Well, I know fucking Lost Here Forever, but I don't know what number it is.
No, but you know it's called Overdose for a good reason.
No, because he's been on this radio show 3 times, and each time he plays his favorite song, which is Overdose, and I know it's track 6. Repetition equals memory, and you remember that shit. You know? If I say your name 12 times, I'll remember your name.
Chad,
you know?
Chad.
Now I know you're Chad.
What? I'm trying to play your track.
Do it.
Man, this show needs some cleaning up.
I like this show.
Error.
All you gotta do, Cleveland, is not rub your temples. Just realize motivation wins at the end of the day, dude. Like, go to Moss. You should be there now. Set up your Halloween game.
I already set that up.
It's not set up.
I already set that
up. You have a meeting.
I already set that up.
Oh, so it's locked in stone?
Yeah.
I can prove you're lying right now. I can call.
Call, dude.
You want me to call John and ask if you're playing on Halloween night?
Yeah.
You really want me to do that?
Do whatever you want.
I will prove you wrong. Do you want me to do that on the radio? Because you're going to look worse.
You can do whatever you want.
All right, let's hear the Eden song.
I know that.
Play it out on the speakers.
Matt from Milwaukee drove several times.
And
walked
several times.
9 miles.
And drove several times back.
Lives with fucking Don Vito, which doesn't sound like, you know,
there's
something.
But I hear you have a hot girlfriend.
I do, yeah. I just met this girl. No.
Ah.
She works with Ryan Oldie, his girlfriend.
Oh,
at Calista. Yep.
Ah.
Let's
get banged out.
I already did, yeah.
Where'd you come at?
Where'd I come at?
Yeah.
In her mouth the first time. No, in her mouth the second time.
Did she swallow?
Yes, I met her.
Can I see her?
Yes.
Do you have a picture?
All right, Matt from Milwaukee.
That's Radio Bam this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.